Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Piazza Auto Group Studios. Experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, it is Dom time. What a big day. And the best guest you can possibly have, Gordon Chang in the On Deck Circle. One thing I neglected to mention the first hour. I was looking yesterday, a report that China will not let American films in there, and I would assume that's going to be the case during all this. And that brings Hollywood into this. Remember Richard Gere? Why did Richard Gere go from 1, 2, or 3, the most box office pretty woman, things like that, to a nonentity? The Dalai Lama, the Chinese. Hollywood's afraid of this. And they want those films to be in front of 1 billion people, just like the NBA. It's endless. Gordon Chang is the author. He's the Gatestone Institute Senior Fellow, author of Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America, as well as the Coming Collapse of China, and China is Going to War. He is the preeminent guy. I was following his Twitter the last 2 or 3 days. Why does everyone in talk radio want to get Gordon Chang on? Because nobody does it better. Nobody, I think, is on top of this more, and particularly now when this is the focus, finally. All right, let's go to Gordon Chang and welcome him here in Philadelphia. Gordon, great to have you. I think this may be at least my 50th interview with you nationally, locally, some way, shape, or form.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
So, Gordon, what's top of mind for you today? What's your initial thought? Do you agree that finally the focus with this president and everything else might be here on doing something to diminish China's growing stranglehold?
Yes, it's absolutely true. You know, you look at President Trump, he is laser focused on making sure that countries treat the United States fairly. And no country has ripped off the U.S. more than China. They've been doing it for decades, and shame on Trump's predecessors who allowed this to happen. You know, we allowed China into the World Trade Organization. They didn't comply with their promises. We didn't enforce those promises. And so, yes, China is a villain when it comes to trade. They're predatory and criminal traders, but we allowed them to be so. And Trump has just said, look, he is not putting up with this anymore, and not a moment too soon, because our path with China was unsustainable.
So what's their weak spot in your view now? What is it that they're experiencing that gives us some leverage?
Well, first of all, their economy is not growing at the 5.0% pace that they reported for last year. It's probably about zero. We can see this from the deflationary spiral that they're in. But it's even worse than that, Dom. And the reason is that Xi Jinping has turned his back on consumption as the fundamental basis of the Chinese economy. That means his only way out of this is to export more to the world. And that means he needs the U.S. market, the world's largest. He can't replace it in the short or intermediate term. And that means with Trump's tariffs of over 100%, either 104 or 115%, depending on the calculations, that basically shuts out most of China's products from the United States. Companies have got to rejigger their supply chains so they manufacture elsewhere. This is really important. And when we step back, we can see that this is going to be one of the most consequential things that any American president has done, especially this century.
I'll tell you what I would liken it to, and it's very like this, and you may have made the analogy. It reminds me of Reagan. Did I think in a million years that Reagan, by what he did, would force the Soviets to collapse because of the spending they couldn't keep up? They just could not do it. I think this is even harder in its own way, because this is more subtle. And I think the Chinese are even more formidable, the Communist Chinese Party, than the Soviets were. Do you see that as an analogy?
Oh, absolutely. And Trump could be the Reagan of this century. You know, Ronald Reagan dealt with the Soviet Union, which was fearsome at the time. But we didn't trade with the Soviet Union to any substantial extent. We sold them farm products, wheat. But that was really about it. You know, Trump is dealing with a much more difficult situation where China has been able to create constituencies in the United States. Now, it's not Trump's intention to bring China down, but what Trump is doing could very well do so. And Trump has always said he's got to protect the United States. And really, the consequence of that is bringing down the Chinese communist regime, which is dedicated to destroying our country. So whatever President Trump's intention is, this is really, really important. The most important thing that an American president has done in my lifetime.
I would agree with that. Now, exactly. This is a much bigger challenge. Let's talk medical supplies. Gordon, how did that happen? And we found out during COVID. You knew it on shows. You would talk about it. How do we get out of that? Trump is putting a tariff on medical supplies. I'm not sure if that's the right way to go. But the medical thing is critical here.
Yes. And we learned that during COVID, when China actually threatened to throw us into, quote, a mighty sea of coronavirus. But, you know, during the early stages of the COVID pandemic, even our friends like Australia refused to send us stuff that we needed because they needed it as well. So we've got to understand that even though we have friends in this world, and it's important to keep our friends, the point is we need to be resilient and we need to manufacture certain things on American soil. Now, President Trump, at the end of his first term, tried to bring pharmaceuticals back to the U.S. The approach was flawed. It didn't work. And he wasn't reelected, so he couldn't rejigger it and continue it. Now is the perfect time to go back to those old plans, sort of modify them and make sure that we can get pharmaceuticals back in our country, because that's absolutely critical.
What are the other critical things, too? Give us, two or three other things that you think are critical that they have pretty much a stranglehold on.
Well, semiconductors, they don't have a stranglehold on.
Okay.
But they make a lot of legacy chips. And legacy chips are important because although they're not the most sophisticated, they are the things that power, for instance, our warplanes, our ships, the things that we use a day to day. So that's important. And China makes a lot of legacy chips. We need to make sure we make them here. And, it was very good for the CHIPS Act in the previous administration. The Wall Street Journal complained a lot, saying, oh, this would be inefficient. Well, we don't care about efficiency right now as much as we normally would, because this is a question of national survival. And so we need to be resilient. And President Trump has continued the Biden initiatives by making sure that foreign chip makers are building on U.S. soil, specifically the additional $100 billion investment by TSMC, mm-hmm. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, to build fabs in North Phoenix.
Now, I'm a big fan, usually, Gordon, of Rand Paul, but he kind of lost his mind on CNBC, I think. And he said, we don't trade, we box them in too much here. They will say, oh, yeah, we're going to invade Taiwan.
Yeah, the problem with the libertarians, and this is a problem in the Republican Party, is that they view the world in that they view the world as peaceful. And in a peaceful world, there are a lot of things that you can do which compromise your security because they don't really matter that much. But we're not living in a peaceful world right now. China and Russia are fighting on three continents. China's got its proxy wars. They're threatening war in East Asia. This looks like the beginning of global conflict. And, you know, with all due respect to Rand Paul, and I'm being sarcastic here, you got to understand that this is an issue where the survival of the United States is at stake. And I don't care about Rand Paul's ideology. And I don't care about the ideology of the Republicans who are conservatives, because they have a lot of pro-CC positions. Not that they're in favor of communism, but their positions line up with the Communist Party. And also, while we're criticizing politicians, let's criticize the Democrats who normally are pro-tariff, but who, because they don't like Trump, have decided that they're going to help China intimidate the president of the United States. So there's a lot of blame to go around both sides of the aisles. And we Americans who are independents like me need to stand up and say to both parties, cut it out. We've got a common enemy. If we don't unite, we're going to lose our country.
Without a doubt. So say 6 months to a year from now, that's a pretty good period of time. What would you be looking at to say we were successful at this big moment in order to rejigger, reestablish something, even if not perfect, that we have the upper hand and we can continue incrementally maybe to keep that? What would you be looking to see?
I'd be looking to see if we have modified our trade arrangements with countries like Japan, South Korea, also the European Union. The European Union might be more difficult, but I do think that President Trump's efforts to change our trade relationships will be successful. After all, the administration has been saying more than 70 countries have been in contact so far to initiate trade discussions with Washington. And I think that this will be a successful effort. Those countries that come to terms first are probably going to get the best deals, as people have been saying. And that means a place like China, which is recalcitrant, is going to be shut out of the global trading system. A lot of Trump critics right now are saying that we're isolating ourselves. I don't think that's the case. I think what we're doing is we're changing these trade relationships so they're more in our favor. And I think that we are going to come out of this much better. Remember, Dom, we are the world's biggest consumer market. Everybody needs that market. And so one way or another, they're going to be selling stuff to us. And we might as well have either better tariffs or at least have them reduce their tariffs on our products so that our companies can manufacture and export.
Gordon, I could do it myself, but it would take me a day of research to tell listeners honestly, this pass-through countries that China uses to cheat around the tariffs, the number one on my mind right now to take care of is probably Vietnam. But I think you would know better. Who are some of the countries that allow them to do that?
Well, certainly Vietnam, and you're seeing countries in Southeast Asia do this as well. But, you know, a lot of this is also just false bills of lading, where Chinese goods never are, for instance, assembled in Vietnam and then sent to the United States. They're just basically sent to the United States directly by ship, but the bills of lading are changed. So that's really where we need to go at. And of course, we need to make sure that if we take something from Vietnam with special tariff rates, that they actually are value added in Vietnam, not the sort of assembling operations that have been so prevalent. And also the same thing is true with Mexico. We have the USMCA agreement, which has been superseded by Trump's tariffs. But we've got to make sure that the Chinese don't use Mexico to get way into the U.S. market.
And fentanyl, what is the point there? I've read enough things. They're pretty clever. The smaller goods, we don't check, that kind of thing. How do they, what's their principal method of getting fentanyl, say, to Mexico?
Well, they just sell it. They sell the precursor chemicals.
Okay.
It's open sale to Mexico, where they're mixed by the cartels with Chinese technicians and then smuggled across the border. But the other big fentanyl producer, that's Canada. The world's biggest fentanyl lab was actually closed in Vancouver in November. So we've got a northern problem as well. And we don't pay attention to the northern problem. So it has festered for a long time. And thank God for President Trump to actually deal with the Canada issue. He needs to message it better to the American public, but he's taking on a problem that everybody else let slide.
Gordon, where do we find all things Gordon Chang?
On X at GordonChang. And I archive all my articles for free on my website, which is www.GordonChang.com.
Gordon, give that one more time. You broke up there a little bit. The website, please.
www.GordonChang.com.
Gordon, on any day, it's an honor to have you, but particularly today, thanks for your work, which has really helped push toward this day.
Well, it's an honor for me to be on your show, Dom, so thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, Gordon Chang here on Talk Radio 1210. If you have a pulse, that's a lot to react to. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. Hit us with that all-time villain, particularly maybe you have a female. Tomorrow, we're kind of considering, because of these attacks on Elon Musk by Navarro and some of these others, Scott Jennings stood up for him last night again and talked about what, however you slice it, Elon Musk has brought to America, became a citizen. So we may ask for the most accomplished immigrants to the United States. I mean, I have three or four so huge I would take off in a heartbeat. But looking at it, and we're talking about legal immigration. Who doesn't want that to be true? The problem is, though, being inundated in the manner that we are, it makes it difficult even to be a champion of that. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us right.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, all right, Dom Giordano's show. I'm just waiting to see Democrats not heartened by taking on China. Very few, if any, that I can find are saying anything along those lines, but they haven't dared yet to go after what Trump is doing here. And I would say on the China situation, Trump is the perfect vehicle to take them on. And I don't say that with the other tariffs. I think some of that stuff, I've been over it. I'm not going to agree with all that, turning Navarro and Lutnick route and all this. But with China, this has to be disruptive because of what was built here. I just want to hear more on whatever we're doing with China. What's our plan to return the manufacture of critical medicines to the United States? That ought to be job one. Every bit as much as you hear shipbuilding and all that. Okay, I want to hear the medical stuff, though. We've known this for some time post-COVID. That's necessary. Can you imagine the threat from them? You know, and I want the sports world clowns, sports writers and others, because it is in the news. It's not just me trying to intrude politics on this. We see the NBA and these others always currying favor. We want to reach a billion people in China. You got to be asked about things like this. Does China not want basketball to entertain and all that? They like it, Yao Ming, etc. So do we have any help, any leverage there? And I come back to again, because he's here with the Sixers. He may not be. He may be fired. Who knows? Daryl Morey just saying, free Hong Kong. He was with Houston and he was leaving. And they bring down the world on the NBA. We get lectured to by Barkley and particularly LeBron James saying, shut up, this is serious money. It's $1 billion, something like that. It has to be a coordinated effort. Hollywood. Henry and I were looking at a review. We're still trying to get this guy on. It wrote the book, The Red Carpet. Richard Gere, think of that as the face of it. Where did he go? He's a humanitarian, the Dalai Lama. That's it. He's out. You're dead in Hollywood. And then what you have to do to get our pictures into China. I give them credit. I do not diminish an enemy, even an opponent, let alone that. I give them credit. They are driven. They will take forever. They are diehard, at least, I don't know, I don't think people in China overall, but all you need are enough that are in control. And their system of spying on people, what do they call it? The social credit you get by going along with all this. Look at the history with Chairman Mao. The world has got to stand up. This is, where's Winston Churchill when we need him? Churchill was the one that saw what Hitler was. Hitler's small potatoes compared to this. This is nuclear weapons. This is a billion people. This is just, thousand-year Reich. This is a similar thing, if not more. And by the way, we were at many points in starting to move away from Hitler prior to World War II as far as trading and everything else. This, we're enmeshed with them. We have to tear that apart inch by inch, day by day. That's why this day is so significant. All right, I'd love to get you in your reaction to Gordon Chang, and I think he laid it out, what this could look like over the next umpteen 6 months or so, as far as something substantial that can happen here. And I just want to see some on the board. These are good signs that Besant is meeting with Japan, South Korea. And there's a reason those were the countries to step up. It's a blockade against China, in addition to they want to be on the good side of the United States. Good. EU, that might take a little bit longer with these deals. Australia, I think they'll play ball. Let's get those checked so that we can focus in on this. But I don't know, based on the media, other than if you listen to talk radio, that America actually believes the stuff I'm saying and you heard Gordon Chang say about the communist Chinese. I mean, shouldn't COVID have been a wake-up call? Look at the story I told you today, the Washington Free Beacon, reporting we had these military gains in China, near Wuhan, near the lab, and all these people got sick of the very symptoms you get with COVID. Thank God, I think almost none of them died. They were young athletes in their 20s. And it was covered up, not reported. The Trump administration has been putting it up on the official websites now, the information from this. Just another, I mean, we all know this. We all know it was gain of function. We all know Fauci should have been stopped. And we have people dead. You know people, I know people that died because of this nonsense and died because of their complicity of continuing to cover it up. They don't care about any of that. It's a plus for them. This is what we're dealing with here. So is this the start to actually reconfigure this? What will America look like? I don't see America making some of these goods. So I'm not sure. Uh-oh. News here. Fox News just reporting. We need a sounder here. Trump is raising the tariffs on China to 125%. I don't know why he said 104% to start with. Well, I guess that was 84 and then they added something to it. Now 125%. I'm not sure that he's officially done that yet. Now we're at 125% should happen any moment now. Fox reporting that. And China was up to 84. What are they going to? Can you imagine some tchotchke from China, what it's going to cost? You better get to the dollar store now. And apparently people are buying up a lot of things like that. You know, things that last, even toothpaste, a long period of time. Have you done that? Are you ready to squirrel away a bunch of goods? Not just because of China, but this is startling now. 125% on Chinese goods. He's authorized a 90-day pause. I guess that's when, Henry, see if you can, I'm doing this on the fly, that the 90-day pause, is that with China or is that with all these countries that we're going to pause, or is it pausing, the 125 comes into effect in 90 days? A little hard to tell. The Trump people are firing away. I think some of this is Trump saying, if you don't pull the trigger, then you're not going to have these rising tariffs on you. If you do, then we're going to be phasing these in. 125%, though, is with China, a 90-day pause on something here. Watch the U.S. Treasuries, the 10-year. That's what Besson says to watch. All right, let me go to... let's go to John in Cheltenham. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Dom. Great show. Thank you so much for what you guys do and
how
you keep everything current and on point. Bessent is probably one of the best picks that Trump could have had for
absolutely.
His cabinet pick.
Absolutely.
Treasury Secretary.
Yep.
And I'm so glad that there's somebody with a long view look to the economy and to the betterment of our supply chain and our economics. And he is such a low key, low level, pure essence, economically driven pundit that understands the long view. We've become so complacent and so needy of wanting to have quarterly, 6 month and 1 year returns on our investments that we've lost the long view of, you know, future investment potential. And I want our country to be solid and strong for my kids and my grandkids' kids, you know, down the road. And that's what Trump's doing. He's taking the long view on this. And all of his picks in his cabinet are doing the exact same thing. So we survive another 250 years beyond 2026.
All right. Well, you know, my only gripe with Bessent, and I'm inside with his people. One's a friend, hasn't come on the show yet. I'm turning up the heater. I want to hear about negotiations. The Dom Giordano show wants him to come on here. Come on.
All right. I'll try to back channel through my Trump Force 47 contact.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I can't get that done for you.
Tell him that. Who's your side answer?
Dr. Moriarty of the Sherlock Holmes genre, who almost caused a world war calamity. If you look at the storylines on Dr. Moriarty and he was the nemesis of Sherlock Holmes over many, many, many years of the Sherlock Holmes mysteries and stories and all that.
Very good. By the way, the Dow, am I seeing the right numbers here? And it's green, is up 6.60%. I know there's a treasury auction. That's Bessent. Again, that's what's going on with that. That's really good. Oh, I see what it is, too. Henry just sent me this. Jeff Van Drew next. Based on the lack of respect that China has shown to the world's markets, I'm hereby raising the tariff to 125, effective immediately. And then he goes on to say, conversely, and based on the fact that more than 75 countries have called representatives of the United States, I am pausing for 90 days. Is this guy reading my mind here or what? What have we been saying? Thank you. He's an avid listener. Come on now. If not word by word, that's where I've been on this. Clear the decks. Friendly over here. Get them on the board. 90-day pause. The markets are going crazy. Upwards. I might check my 401k again tomorrow. Come on, Jeanine Pirro. You're checking your 401k right now. Come on. Yet. He's saying 125% immediately on China. We're focused on the right thing here. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, push pound 1210. Jeff Van Drew next. We'll get his take on this news. Let's talk first, though, about the fact that we always like to remind you that spring is here, sort of. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort, flexibility, with a powerful blend of green lip muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage, promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Rescue Glyco Plus is buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use that code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain, more comfort. Again, use that code RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is always a great time to have Representative Jeff Van Drew on, but particularly with the breaking news that we've just gotten. Let's go to New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Congressman, you're a good luck charm. Right before you came on, we've got some really good news.
Tell me the news.
Oh, okay. You're in the middle of all kinds of scrums. The president has raised the tariff on China to 125%, but issued a 90-day pause on some tariffs to the friendlier countries that are negotiating, and the market is up, the Dow at least, 6.23. I've not seen that kind of jump that instantly in my memory bank.
And that is good news, and I didn't. There's so much going on. I am in the midst of it. I just got out of chairing the Transportation Committee for the chairman, so I've been absorbed into that. Look, we knew this was going to be bumpy in the beginning. And I seriously, this is a big deal. When I speak to people about it, whether they are constituents or anyone, including in interviews like this, I understand why people are concerned and they're worried. We also need to understand that we are in this point in history, at this inflection point, because we have let other countries get away with way too much, hurting the United States, our manufacturing, our people, and our national security. And I'll tell real quickly why. Because after World War II, we gave a status to many nations, and we allowed them to tariff and tax us, but we wouldn't reciprocate. We were trying to help the world develop and do the good things that the United States always does, that no other country anywhere ever does, and be good partners. We're beyond that now. You know, China was a developing nation. We were treating China like a developing nation. It's the number two powerhouse in the world trying to take over the United States of America. Other countries as well. They would tax and tariff us, but when we wanted sending our goods over there, but they send their goods here, and there's no tax or tariff. So, of course, glass manufacturing went away and steel manufacturing went away. And I can name all the industries that left and we lost because of this unfair practice. I know it's hard on people. I really do, all of us. I mean, we're all, you know, connected to the economy, obviously. It's been 1 week. It's going to get better. We're going to prevail. We're going to come out of this stronger than ever, and we're going to do well.
Well, my point is the focus is now on China. I had Gordon Chang on, a congressman, among others. And to me, this has always been the focus. And this is not an easy thing. I don't know if you've had interaction, though, and I've noticed this and I cheer it on with Scott Bessent. I have a friend that works there directly with him. When he speaks on this, to me, he's the guy. That's the best we have. A few others, I won't name names with you here, get a little wild on this, but he is taking a leading role. I'm watching him right now in the Rose Garden be the person speaking on this at this moment.
He is, and he was actually, I'm in the Republican study group, and with a small group of members that really, you know, sit down with these folks, and he was supposed to be, and I was actually supposed to be doing that with him and a few others today, but he had to actually cancel in order to go and do what he is doing, which is more important. Look, you know what this speaks to? China, if this was 20 years ago, China would have immediately capitulated. But we've allowed and encouraged and subsidized China to get stronger and stronger. It's a national security issue. Let me tell you, on another front, it's unbelievable to me that probably three quarters of the nation's easy pass systems rely on countries that are connected to or are involved with the Communist Chinese Party directly. Do you think Communist China would allow us to control their easy pass systems in China? Come on. I mean, we got to get on the stick here. We got to be a strong America. We got to lead. So, again, I told you when we spoke last time, actually the last couple of times, it's going to be a little bumpy at first. We're going to come out of this okay. I know it's scary. I understand why people are nervous, but it's going to be okay.
Well, I'm glad you said that, you know, about being, because there is legitimate to hear. You have some people with their 401k nearing retirement, whatever. And to that point, I'm glad to hear the way you approach it, because you have some of these other people telling them, oh, be quiet about that. You know, there are legitimate concerns here as this goes on. Wanted to turn to your role, Congressman, as the subcommittee, the judiciary. We had now three Supreme Court cases in which, even with, they didn't spell it out as they do in some cases, but it's getting to that. We're not going to let district judges, they are not the third branch of government, that's the Supreme Court. We're not going to let them hamstring the president of the United States, particularly on things that that president does to protect our lives.
Absolutely. I mean, it's gotten worse. You know, you go to a district court in San Francisco, and they're making policy for the whole nation.
Yeah.
And I tell you, some of these activist judges, and we're dealing with that, we're doing legislation that to change us, not to, you know, hamper them in any way, not to take away their independence, not at all. But if somebody is politically active as a judge and is using their judicial position in order to shape public policy or to go after elected officials, that's wrong. We've got activist judges now that think they're the judicial branch, the legislative branch, and the executive branch all wrapped up in one. They want to make policy. They want to influence laws. They want to determine what the body politic itself does. I mean, that's, again, that's totally inappropriate. That's not the way it works, and it's not the way that it should be. And so, you know, what activists do, they'll find a very activist judge somewhere in New York or somewhere in California or some of our other states that have some of these, you know, judges, and they'll find them, and they'll go to court there, and they'll make a judgment that affects the entire United States of America and in some ways can affect the entire world, and they're just a lower court. It's wrong. It's not what they're supposed to do. It's not supposed to the way it's supposed to work. We're tired of it, and we've got to get to the back to the basics. And, you know, real quickly, whether it's in education, the education that kids get, nobody wants to censor anything. We just want them to hear all sides of issues, to hear everything, not just the left. Whether it's with our judges, we want them to judge things objectively, fairly, by the rule of law and the rule of fairness and the Constitution of the United States of America. That's what they're supposed to do.
Parting area, Congressman Jeff Andrew with us. Congressman, what's imminent? What are you working on or we're going to see over the horizon after all this churning now? What's next?
Well, we got a lot of things going on. So there's so much. I mean, when I say people ask me how I'm doing, I'm up to my eyes in alligators. We just recently had a meeting. I brought about a dozen members with me to meet with the speaker. I want to make sure that while we're doing good conservative budgeting, that we, this is important to me, that we do not, and I'm going to say this on your show again because I want to be held to this and I will be held to it, that we do not hurt Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. Now, with Medicaid, we have to take care of our disability the way we always do, our working poor the way we always do, our senior citizens the way that we always do, and our hospitals. At the same time, there should be work requirements. If you're 28 years old and you're healthy and you can work, all we're saying is you've either got to work or you've got to at least be volunteering to do good work in an organization.
Exactly.
I don't think that's too much to ask. So, yeah, there are going to be some changes. We're going to make sure that waste, fraud, and abuse is addressed. You should have to re-enlist, if you will, every 6 months. Eligibility should be based on a six-month cycle. The past president, Biden, extended that way out, so people were on Medicaid that no longer needed it and shouldn't have been getting it. Those kinds of things, yes, we will go after. But I have spoken to the president one-on-one literally four times now about this. He agrees. There are some members that are going out on a limb and speaking for him, saying that he wants to cut deeply into Medicaid. You follow the news carefully. You know he has said just the reverse of that. We have a lot of blue-collar, working poor people, real people that are busting their ass every day and may have their health insurance through Medicaid. They're paying their part of it. They should not be hurt, as well as all those other groups, including hospitals that I said. We're in the middle of that right now. We got to try to do everything we can to make sure this works out the right way. The last thing I'll say on that is some on the left, actually not some, all on the left, they don't want any requirements. They just want to give it away. They don't want work requirements. They don't want you to have eligibility every 6 months. They want illegals to get it. We don't want illegals getting benefits that Americans should be getting. We had a hearing today on illegal immigration, again, on sanctuary cities and states. My God, if people knew how much of their tax dollars aren't being used for good things that Americans need, because local localities are pouring money into sanctuary state and city types of directives, that's horrible. And it's taking money away from real people, the people who are paying taxes. We're into it all.
Congressman, thank you. Thanks as always. Great stuff today. Appreciate it very much.
Always appreciate you. Take care.
All right, Congressman Jeff Van Drew. To that point, coming up, remember him? Tom Corbett, governor of Pennsylvania, has got a big article in the Inquirer today saying the exact opposite. Republicans, keep your hands off Medicaid. I'll tell you about the shootout I had with Governor Corbett. Used to do the governor's show with me on what he thought people on Medicaid should get, and I didn't. There also was a time when he told me he wasn't going to let little Susie be going home in a school bus and the bridge collapse, because I said, I think we've gone overboard with the billions and billions that he threw into a bill. All that and your calls next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, let's talk about Dr. Benz for a moment. You know, your smile is more than just a first impression. It's a reflection of your overall health. When it comes to your teeth, you deserve more than just a quick fix. You deserve the expert care you get with my friend, dentist extraordinaire, Dr. Robert Benz of the Benz Dental Group. It's one thing to have the latest technology, and he has that, he loves that, but it takes the knowledge and expertise of Dr. Benz and his team to give you the most accurate diagnosis right from the start and develop a plan for your dental and overall health. I've told you my experiences, and many listeners that have come from Ocean City, one from Florida, to get this great friendly care that you get only with Dr. Benz. So get the smile that you really wanted. Get that great dental care so that you're not worried about this. Uh-oh, something's cropping up. Get it diagnosed. Take a look at it. Be reassured. And then stay on top of it. That's great dental care. That's the plan here with the Benz Dental Group. The Benz Dental Group now at 610-272-6949. The website, BenzDentalGroup.com. 610-272-6949. All right, time here. That's great stuff from Jeff Van Drew. In the middle of it, the big news, of course, the Dow's up about approaching 6%. That's big. I have not seen that in quite a while. Best in saying 75-plus countries want to negotiate. And we're going to get some wins on the board, but the 90-day pause yet pushing back on China even more. I'm really happy on that. Now, the Medicaid stuff that Jeff Van Drew just talked about, he couched it very well. Some Republicans realize that, you know, any number of the base of Trump use Medicaid, and there's justification for some of that. But there are people on Medicaid that don't deserve it. So I used to do the governor's show once a month. We'd go to Harrisburg with Tom Corbett. It was only a small studio, and it got pretty nuts. When he had put out, and I knew about it, and we got into it, a $50 gift card that taxpayers would pay for to everybody on Medicaid in Pennsylvania that got their teeth cleaned. Their teeth being cleaned was paid for by the taxpayers, but he said we have to incentivize them by giving them a $50 gift card. I don't remember quite face-to-face with another public official like that, the screaming that was going on. It was pretty nuts. So Medicaid is a tricky thing. I like the approach of what Jeff Andrew just said. All right, we are looking today, too, for a villain. Since Besant saying that Trump goaded China into a bad situation. That's an interesting point of view. Have you noticed today what's happening? Besant is out there. Not Navarro and Lutnick. And who's been saying, keep these two guys in the closet? Lutnick and Navarro. Besant. Put him out there on this. He's leading the charge now. The world is looking better to me today. Let's go to John in Morristown. Hey, John, good afternoon. What do you have today? All right.
Yo, John.
John's got
strumming away there?
He's got some music. All right, we're looking for villains. I gave you a couple females early on. Kathy Bates, I forget the name of the character. Up on Twitter, somebody put it. It's a very good one.
Oh, from
the writer.
Misery?
Yeah. Brutal, this stuff. And I think it's James Caan.
Yeah, that's James.
Yeah,
Caan.
He's the writer. Yeah, he
Amy
looks
Wilkes.
A little bit different. Yeah, Amy Wilkes. Okay. Real or fictional, alive or dead, hit us with that all-time villain.
I'll give you a woman.
Yeah, go ahead.
How about Cersei Lannister from Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Queen Cersei.
I only watched Game of Thrones because we had to, because everybody was talking about it.
Oh, because we had to, please.
Yeah, no. I mean, I may have seen one or two, really. I mean, I didn't get the thrill at all.
Oh,
honestly,
man.
You can check my watching by some mechanism.
I was the same way. Like my first, yeah. I watched the first season and I went, eh. And then someone was like, no, watch it again. And that's when I got hooked.
And I mean,
I contend people always say the last season's the worst season ever. And I agree, but I think the last two are terrible, but I still think it's a fantastic show overall.
All right. Not in my top 10, but it can't account for taste on all these things. We differ. But I honestly didn't see it. I would say if I saw it and rejected it. Okay, we got one big hour left. We're at the epicenter of really good news here. Approaching 6%, hovering around there. If that holds up for a couple of hours, restores everything here. 90-day pause. Most nations complying. And then China right there, front and center, to be taken on directly. You can't ask for better than that. Wish we didn't have to go through this. I hear you. Oh, that's what was necessary. All right. We've gotten there to a much better spot. Over 90 days, we should be able to lock up a lot of these countries. We got Dom's Money Melody, don't forget, at 2:13. And the big prize again, a pair of tickets to see your Phillies versus the Giants Thursday, April 17th, a 4:05 first pitch. So it's a great prize. Be ready at about 2:13 when Henry gives us what he has today. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.